This program is about real crime cases. I'm Darian. Please listen carefully. You may have the key to help solve a crime and collect a substantial reward for your information.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation, and we're smack dab in the middle of our dance-a-thon to fight arthritis pain. Me, I've been grooving for 10 hours straight, baby, but I'm a boogie machine. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org. Then meet me on the dance floor. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
In Griffith, Georgia, 63-year-old Harry Burkett was gunned down in his fiancée's home on Crescent Lane on April 6, 2013. Investigators said the gunman used a flower pot from the backyard to break through a glass door and then almost immediately opened fire on the visiting Burkett. The woman, who has not yet been identified, said the man then pointed the gun at her, but it jammed. Despite police arriving at the scene 1 minute after the 911 call, officers said the gunman had already run away. Nothing was taken from the home. Burkett was a retired state worker whom police said had no known enemies or disputes. Police have not figured out a motive and wonder if the gunman was trying to target another house. Police and residents are hoping the sketch and reward will help break the case. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward of $7,000 for any information in this case. To see a sketch of the gunman, please visit my website, realcrimecases.com.